Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, Jesus. We give you the praise and we give you the glory, Father, in the name of Jesus. Stand on your feet. We give God all the praise and all the glory. He's worthy to be praised. We thank you for our family. We thank you for our jobs and our homes.
Welcome again, welcome again, welcome again. Having a great day, a great Sunday, a great holiday. I know y'all have had a great holiday. And I'll tell you, it's just always something always happening with the weather, with the radio, with the airways. But you know what? You have to keep on going, keep on going. I hope we can get everybody on tonight. We'll have a great show for you tonight. We'll have Marlon. I think his name is Genius. I think it's Genius. I'm not exactly sure how to pronounce his last name, but I'll make sure I get his name right because he is a CEO, you know, the reality TV show Second Chance, and he deserves all the respect and honor as all the writers and producers that we have out there in the world. You know, but my guest is here tonight. My guest host is with me tonight. I want to make sure he's on the line. I can get him on the line and make sure we got everything rolling because I'm telling you, it's always something. Doc, are you there tonight?
I sure am.
Happy holidays, everybody. Happy holidays. What's going on, Doc?
Oh, listen, enjoying the weather and so excited to be back on the show. What a great lineup you have, as always. And I just believe after a great holiday, why not have the dessert by the Tony Gill Show? So we're hoping everybody tune in, listen, become fans, and let the excitement go forward.
I know that's right. So did you cook anything? Or you just went and ate a lot of food.
Let me tell you something. My daughters and my granddaughters took care of me. My wife and I, all we did was eat. So we had just a great holiday. And I hope everybody on the line had a great one, too.
That's what I'm talking about. Man, yeah, man, we got a great show. What kind of weather? You say you're having cool weather. What kind of weather y'all having?
It's been pretty cold up here, up in Connecticut. We haven't had it like Chicago, but it's been very, very chilly in the morning. Then it warms up, and then it freezes again. So most people up here catch colds real quick.
Oh, okay. I feel like I'm trying to catch a little cold, man, because I'm telling you, you know, when it gets 50 degrees, I'm cold. It got to be 55 degrees for me to operate. I get cold 50 degrees, I can't take it up to that, man. It's cold to me.
I am the same way. I don't like, I like spring and fall are my favorite season. So those are the best weathers for me. So how was your Thanksgiving?
Oh, man, it was pretty good, pretty decent, man. I ate a lot of food. I didn't get have to really do much cooking because actually my job where I was at work, they provided a lot of food for us. So it was a lot of food.
How did your event turn out?
Oh, man, the event turned out, oh, man, no compromise. And his name with Shirley Ann Black Diamond and Daray David and Billy Dorsey. I'm telling you, and we also had Barbara Jackson. Yep. It was off the chain in Houston.
I wish I could have been there.
And I hope I get a chance to bring Marlins, they reality TV show to Houston, man. I don't know how they do it, how they travel, how they take it on the road. But we're going to find out, man, how they do their show, how people get a chance to see their reality TV show, Second Chance. That's who's on tonight. Marlon's on tonight with his cast on tonight.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm sitting here excited, kind of warm, got the temperature up real, real high, and ready to get excited.
All right. We're going to play this one song for the people that asked for Chicago Mass. Sending up praise and somebody asked for that, then we're going to bring them on. And so I want to send this out to everybody that's listening tonight. You know, welcome to the show. My dynamic guest host, Dr. Bradford Howard. Check out his music. Check out his websites. Check out his shows. You know, Google him. Get him on Twitter. Hit up Dr. Bradford Howard Jr. Everywhere.
Hey, you've been my mentor, Tony, and I just went forward.
Hey, let's do it. That's how I go, man. Here we go, y'all, with Chicago Mad. We'll be right back with our guests. mighty man himself, Dr. Bradford Howard Jr.
Hey. Hey.
So, yeah, we're going to bring on our guests, man. They got a reality TV show, man. We got to find out about this and who they are. And we got a lot of people on the line. And if you are one of the cast or we want to say something or have something to say, make sure you press the number one on your phone. Otherwise, you know, you will not get a chance to get on, you know. So I know we got a lot of callers and a lot of ones pressed. I don't know which one is who, but I'll tell you what, we're going to bring everybody on the line and see which one is Marlon. And if not, we've been having to hold on for a minute. I'll make sure.
There you go.
Good evening. Welcome to the show. Is this Marlon? Hello? 857.
Hello?
Hello, this Marlon?
No, this is Vanity.
Okay, Vanity, hold on. This is Tony Gill and with Dr. Bradford Howard. Welcome to the show. Hold on for a minute, okay?
Okay.
All right, we'll see what you want. We'll see. I got a lot of calls. See what you want is Marlon. All right, 617-777. This Marlon? Hello?
Hello?
Is this Marlon?
This is not Marlon. This is Ladaro.
Okay, hold on. How you doing? Hold on. Welcome to the show with Dr. Bradford Howard, myself, Tony Gill. Hold on. Let's see. We're going to bring somebody else on the line. You know, one of these is going to be him. We got a lot of people. I think this might be his number right here. Let's try this one. That's all good. 617-866. Is this Marlon? Hello? Okay, they're not saying nothing. 617-866. You're on the line. Who's on the line?
Hello?
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 Yes, we hear you. Who's on the line?
Hey, this is Francesca. I'm sorry. This isn't Marlon.
Okay, hold on. Just hold on. One of these is going to be Marlon.
Hi, Francesca. Hi, Vanity.
Hi,
Nicole. Hi, Vanity.
Yeah, y'all can speak to each other while we're on the radio. Go ahead. Y'all can speak to each other. There's no problem. That's how we do radio.
And what a blessing it is to be on the radio here on a Sunday evening. And God has truly been blessing. The weather was wonderful today in the city of Boston. And the Thanksgiving holiday has just been event after event after event. Francesca, I hope you're feeling much better. And Vanity, what an outstanding time we had at the turkey giveaway last week.
Yes, it was. Sure was.
Can you guys hear me? This is Nicole.
We hear you well. This is Doc. Hey, you guys are my neighbors. I hear Boston over there, right?
Is Marlon there?
Yes.
Where's Marlon?
I'm out of Hartford, Connecticut area.
I love Hartford.
Okay, where is Marlon?
Yes, this is Marlon. How you doing, sir?
All right.
Hey, Marlon. This is Doc.
Yes, I'm sorry about that, sir. Thank you for the opportunity for being on this wonderful station. I'm excited. I'm with my cast. We're doing big things right now in the East Coast. We're going international right now. I'm just excited for God giving us another chance to follow our dreams.
Beautiful.
Hey, man, we got a lot of people on the line, so Marlon, you may want to just go do a roll call, Marlon, if you like.
Yes, definitely. Yes, we have the great, the sensational Francesca Castros. He's the leading actor of Another Chance reality TV shows. He is an actor. She's a model. She's an artist. She's blowing up like the Jeffersons in the East Coast. She is just amazing. She's one of the models for Latin Caviar by Miss Herlin Laura. Then we have Helen Laura, who is also a fashion designer and an actor on my reality show. We have the great, the powerful, the community speaker, Mr. Ladaro Higgins. He's blowing up as well. He's just doing so many powerful things for the community, making a change in people's lives. He's one of the reasons why I started Another Chance. He spoke life over me and encouraged me to go forth with Another Chance. Also, we have Vanity, who was the best dancer since Janet Jackson, if you ask me. She's doing great things. Yes, I'm so proud of her. She can break dance and, you know, she's an actor as well. We have Lois Fraser. She's blowing up as well. She's like a mother for the cast. She gives us advice, good advice. She's an actor. The best gospel singer on the planet right now. You have to sign her. Her name is Lola Fraser, but she goes by the name of Lola Benita.
Okay.
She's an actor. Yes, she's an actor. She's a model. She's a mother. She has a song out right now called Spiritual Warfare. You have to check that out. That's Lola Benita. She's blowing up. We have yes, we have a couple of cast members here as well. I hope I'm not forgetting anyone. Oh, we have LaDawn. She's a model. She's on my reality show. She's blowing up. She's beautiful. Did I mention Latin Caviar's a new clothing line that's going to be out worldwide soon? So you got to check that out.
Wow.
Yes.
Excuse me, Marlon.
Yes.
We need to make sure Helen's on the line because I don't think Helen's on the line. We didn't hear her voice.
Okay, what's her number? 617-792? Is she on the line?
Yeah, that's her.
Okay,
yep, that's her.
Okay, let me punch her in there. She didn't hear one, but I see it down here. Hold on. Let me punch her in.
Okay.
Okay, she's on the line now.
Hello. You're on The Price is Right. How you doing, Helen? I'm on the radio with the great Tony Gill.
What's up? I'm Boston. Let's
tell you
another chance.
Yes. Awesome.
Hey, Marlon. This is Dr. Howard from out of Hartford, Connecticut area. Listen, I've heard such great things about you and what you're doing. Who mentored you in your life? Who was the one person that impacted you so much that you could bring so much greatness to the rest of us?
Honestly, that one person that spoke life to me in my career and spoke positive stuff to me was the great Maury Starr. He encouraged me. He's the guy that brought out New Kids on the Block.
Right.
He has a new group out called NK5. He's always there for me. I call him 2 a.m. if I'm going through. He gives me good advice. He's like a spiritual father for me. Also, Anthony Thomas. He spoke life over me as well while I was going through. I had to give them a shout-out. But the main person that is really, really, really ride or die for me, that been there for me before I started Another Chance, I have to give her a shout-out, and that is Francesca Castro.
Oh,
okay, that's
thank you, guys.
That we got on the phone, huh?
Yes.
Well, I'm Doc out of Connecticut, and I'm going to tell you something. Tony and I, we are so honored to have somebody like yourself and the rest of the group. And you guys are making noise all over the place. I'm in Connecticut. We know about you. I have some friends across the West Coast. You guys have made an impact so quickly.
Yes.
And
it's all because of God. I give him the glory. I used to be in gospel radio for the great MC Spice on Blackberry Soul Radio. Then I worked for Boston Praise Radio International.
Okay.
I ministered to people in China, Japan, all over the place. And I put that on hold for a little bit, and God led me to do Another Chance. Thanks to the obedience, God is opening doors. And I just thank God again for my best friend, Ladero Higgins, for encouraging me. I was at a time of my life when I was really going to commit suicide because I had it up to here with problems in life. And he just said these three words. Actually, excuse me, it was two words. No, it was three words. Don't give up.
Praise God.
He said, don't give up, you know. So I just thank God for him.
Well, I just want to, with respect and regard to it being Sunday and God, and there's a brother here on the air from Hartford, I just want to give a special, special, heartfelt I love you to the Ebenezer Temple family in Hartford because Bishop Rush and his wife Jeanette, they lost his mother-in-law.
Mildred Spencer was my pastor.
Mother Spencer was one of the most wonderful women I have ever known in my life.
I used to be at that church before I became a pastor years ago.
John C. Wright.
Sister Spencer.
Sister Spencer, Elder Spencer, John C. Wright, Victor, Jeanette, they're all very impactful in my life. I love Hartford, Connecticut. I love the people of God. So pray for the United Holy Church of America. This is big. We lost the matriarch.
Yes, we did.
Amen.
As I said, we must know each other because, like I said, I came out of Ebenezer.
Well, if you know Reverend Reason, Danny Reason.
Danny Reason was one of my role models.
Danny Reason's mother and the woman who adopted me were sisters. So I was their first cousin.
Oh, okay. Oh, you must have been a little kid that was with them all the time?
I always had lead. I was a lead singer. I was like a child prodigy singing.
Yeah, well, they used to come. Danny used to come down all the time, and Danny
Absolutely.
Was the one who got me into outreach ministry many, many years ago. He used to deal with people with substance abuse problems and everything else.
Right. My family has a gigantic history of working with substance abuse. Cedar Center out in Lawrence years ago, I think it was the 70s.
Yes.
And working through the 4-H as well as the Meals on Wheels with the my family had a lot to do with a lot of these programs in Boston, and I love this city. I'm deeply entrenched. Marlon, we love you, man. And
well,
we got to make sure that all
hey, Doc knows
we
got to
make
family.
Sure that the other artists know that they're loved as well in Boston, because just because somebody doesn't have the capacity to help you financially, it doesn't mean they don't have the wherewithal to help you get into the right direction and to the right people to network.
So you remember Bishop Eddie and Bishop Bennett and all
Absolutely.
Them?
Absolutely, Bishop
I'm
Eddie.
Brother Howard. I'm the one that used to be always around all of them. I was in that ministry up until I was sent out to be a preacher. Look at God.
Let me ask Marlon something about the show.
About the reality TV show.
You know, now are you all traveling on the road with the reality TV show?
God put on my heart to be a traveling show. We're doing scenes in Boston, but we're open to travel. We're going international. God is just opening doors. We're working with GMAP, the great Kevin Strada. We're gonna be on his network. He signed some big artists on his network. We're going to be over 100 countries worldwide. We're shooting right now a couple of scenes in Boston. And, you know, God is just so good. I'm just in tears because I wasn't supposed to be here, but God kept me. I've been through so much problems in life and trials and tests, and, you know, I'm still here.
It's because of his favor.
And Kevin Strada is a very good friend of mine. I had a show on GMAP as well, and I still got a page on GMAP, Tony Gill Show on GMAP. And Kevin Strada, we have been friends for years. He's a great guy.
Yes.
Him and his wife. You know, are great people. So I've been knowing Kevin for a long time. You tell him Tony Gill, he'll tell you. We're a very close friend. Now, let me ask you something about some of the characters in the show. Are y'all able to do something tonight? Or some of the cast? Can y'all do something tonight? Or can somebody sing tonight? Or can somebody do that people want to hear something? Anything, Marlon?
Well, I got a couple of singers out here. They don't have their music in front of them, but we have the sensational Mr. Ladero. I don't know if he's ready. I know he's probably had a cold last week. We have the great Lola. I sing a little bit, but, you know, I'm sorry about that. If y'all can barely hear me, I'm outside getting into the car as I'm talking to you guys on the phone. I'm just trying to be warm because, you know, it's hurricane season out here.
I hear you.
I can sing a little bit of something.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Jesus. Jesus, oh my Jesus, Jesus, I love you, I love you, you make me live without you, Jesus,
on the show. Oh my goodness, you don't understand what this means. Everyone listening worldwide, if you're married, be appropriate after hearing singing like that. Don't smile too hard next to your husband. But listen, guys.
That was me singing. This is Ladero. I want you to know that if you're looking me up on social networks, and all of us, we have our information, but mine is simple, L-A-D-A-R-R-O. L-A-D ARRO. So if you're on Instagram or Facebook, put at Ladaro. If you want to tweet me, it's at LD underscore sir. LD underscore sir. And
yeah,
that's my contact information. Go to Instagram, go to Facebook, look at YouTube. I'm Ladaro Higgins, and watch a couple of videos.
Yeah, well, everybody give out the information and tag it. I was going to ask you that too, Marlon. Do y'all have anything on YouTube? I'm glad he said that on YouTube.
Yes, I'm working on that now. I'm putting up a website up soon. I'm doing a lot of projects right now. Let me give you a brief information about Another Chance.
Go ahead.
Another Chance is a reality show where we pick regular people off the streets. We give them the opportunity to follow their dreams. If they have dreams of being an actor, our goal is to put those actors through trials and tests to see if they have what it takes to be on Hollywood movies. Our ultimate goal is to bring them to the Oscars. Our goal for the homeless is to get the homeless off the streets, to help them get jobs, help them get a studio apartment. Our goal is to work with models that have dreams of showing the body that God gave them and not worrying about what society says about your weight or your height or your skin color. We're all about giving someone another chance. I'm just so honored to be partnering with the legendary Kevin Strada, who's on 100 countries right now.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I'm shaking a little bit. I'm cold. I'm about to put on my Latin caviar sweater. But I'm so honored that you guys gave me the opportunity to just talk about Another Chance. Because some people in life, they go through so many trials and tests, and it seems like they don't get another chance. But God's given us all another chance to follow our dreams, another chance to be better, another chance to make our name great. The Bible says God will make our name great. But first, Matthew 6 and 33, he said, if you seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness.
Hey.
I feel the preacher in me. Listen, I'm going to try to calm down. But if you put God first in all that you do, your blessing is going to come. Everything that you want, everything that you need will be at your front door. But first, you have to seek first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness.
Beautiful.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Hey, man, that's good. Now Marlon, introduce some of the other people on the line so they can have something to say as well.
Yes, Helen, Herlin, are you there?
I'm here.
Yes, can you tell them a little bit about yourself and where you can be followed with Latin caviar? Oh, I love the sweater right here. I have Latin caviar right now, guys. Go ahead and tell them about your company.
Follow me on Instagram, Latin caviar, like a clothing promotion company. This is clothes for curvy girls and for cute also 3X. Well, I'm very curvy, so my plan is dedicated for curvy women. So I'm a promoter with my girls. We promote all the cities like that.
Her phone is breaking up a lot.
Yeah, you're breaking up, Helen.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead. Yep.
Since I want to get I am in my career, I can't finish it because I'm not able. So
you're breaking up really bad.
Speak louder. Try to stay in like a quiet area.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Can y'all hear her?
Yeah,
we can hear.
Yep.
I can put the information on his wall as well, just to let everyone know where you can be reached. Her name is Herlin, H-E-R-L-I-N, that's H-E-R-L-I-N, L-A-R-A, that's L-A-R-A, first name H-E-R-L-I-N. You can follow her on Facebook. She is blowing up. She's willing to put her work in different stores. She's willing to go and travel to different fashion shows. She travels international. She is a great, great, great designer. She has some great ideas. If you really want to take your models and you don't want to just put them on any type of clothes, you want to have them with elegance, go with Herlin Laura. She's blowing up. She's amazing. Oh, my goodness. Is Lola there?
Yep, Lola Bonita in the house.
Yes, Lola, please tell them about yourself and where you can be found.
Yes, I'm an artist, actress, female gospel rapper, and I can be found on SoundCloud, Lola Bonita, and also Facebook, Lola Bonita. My Gmail is lolafrazier7@gmail.com.
All right.
All right.
Awesome. Let's see, who else do we have online? We have, oh, hold on 1 second. Let me check my wallet. Do we have Moneymaker out here? Francesca?
You're hilarious. Hey, everybody. It's hurricane season. Hey, guys. I go by the name of Miss Hurricane Castro. I'm an upcoming artist from Boston. Right now, I'm working with Marlon and the cast on Another Chance reality show. And pretty much, I'm pretty much acting on my testimonial, and that's fighting for love, but at the same time, giving someone another chance, meaning like my current lover or whatnot, giving them another chance. But I realized during the whole relationship process of giving, you know, my significant other another chance that I end up falling in love with myself.
Wow.
All over again. Because you know how sometimes people, they give their all in relationships and it just doesn't happen no matter what you do. You know what I mean? Sometimes it just, it doesn't give, it doesn't budge, and only God knows those answers and those reasons. So
yeah,
at the end of the day, I end up falling in love with myself and I end up realizing that I am the most wonderful person in my own circle, you know, given apart from the relationship that I'm actually in. So me just trying to take a look from the outside looking in rather than the inside looking out as I was, you know, being in the relationship that I was. Also, I'm actually the face of Latin Caviar with Helen. And so me and Helen have a lot of nice upcoming events coming up, and we're working with LaDawn as well, who's also one of the upcoming models for her clothing line.
Yeah.
And I can be reached at Facebook, Francesca Castro. My Instagram is Hurricane_Castro. My SoundCloud is Hurricane Castro. So you got a couple songs up there, but currently working on my mixtape right now called Hurricane Season. So you guys can look forward to that soon too.
Awesome, awesome. Let's see, who else do we have online? Oh, I got to give a shout out to Daniel Patrick, to Lise Rivers, and to Certified Media, who's helping us with filming our reality show.
Lise is awesome.
Yes, I love her. She's doing big things.
Lise Rivers at Certified Media, and her partner, Jeff. Jeff Durham is awesome at Certified Media. And people should know Jeff because he has a program called Clothing for Haiti. And from Boston, they take all those clothes and they take care of the families down in Haiti.
Wow.
That is wonderful. That is wonderful.
And there's another movie I'm working on right now called The Hidden Secret. It's a Hollywood movie. I'm with the actor that played on the TV show, Steve Harvey Show. She was the girlfriend of Studies Entertainer. I'm working with her and the cast, and this movie is blowing up. We're still filming. We're doing some big things right now.
Marlon, are you here on radio? Because it's feedback.
Oh, can you hear me?
It's doubled. Are you near radio?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Let me
turn the radio down, Marlon.
Yeah,
okay, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, awesome. Yes, it's a movie called The Hidden Secret. It's starring Miss Brooks. She was on Atlanta Housewives. She was Nene's best friend. We have the woman that dated Cedric Entertainer on the Steve Harvey Show. She's in the movie. I'm glad to be working on this project. We're trying to get this movie out worldwide. Making some moves. Shout out to everyone in the struggle. Shout out to all the listeners right now that saying to themselves, I don't want to live. I know sometimes people go through ups and downs around the holidays. I just want to encourage someone to keep fighting because God will give you another chance if you only believe. Keep fighting. Keep doing what you're doing. Also, I want to add this real quick. I wrote a movie called 15 Seconds. 15 Seconds is a movie that it's powerful, brought tears to my eyes. You know, when you lose a loved one, you say to yourself, I wish I had a few seconds to say goodbye. In my movie, God lets them come back in the flesh to say goodbye to their loved ones. I wrote a script about a woman married for 40 years, and her husband died of a heart attack. The wife is doing the dishes, and she's crying, and she's reminiscing, and she's talking to God, and she's like, God, I'm used to seeing my husband come through the kitchen with a tuxedo, flowers in the car, saying, who loves you, baby? I'm not going to get that tomorrow. As she's talking to God, she drops the dish. It shatters, and she starts crying even more. God allows the husband to walk through the kitchen door on a tuxedo, flowers in the car. He's like, baby, I'm only here for a few seconds. I want you to live again. I want you to follow your dreams. I want you to know that God's giving you another chance. 15 seconds coming soon. I have a lot of projects going with Linda Vane, Beantown Girls, reality show coming out. Give her a big shout out to her. Big shout out to Herlin again, Ladero Higgins, the rest of the cast. I love you all from the bottom of my heart. We are taking interviews, TV interviews, radio interviews. We do travel. We do events. We're going to start doing a lot of more events to go support different cities. We want to mentor youth in schools and universities. If you're looking for us, look us up on Facebook, Another Chance Reality TV Show. Or you can look me up, Marlin, M-A-R-L-I-N. Again, that's M-A-R-L-I-N, last name, G-E-N-A-F. Thank you. Anyone else want to say
Hello?
Anything real quick?
Hi, can you hear me? This is Lois.
Yes,
the
Lois.
Oldest, the oldest member of the cast.
Classy lady.
You know, I always feel like I'm the mother hen when we're working our work.
Amen.
That is true.
I just really have a lot of respect for Marlon being a young man. And him starting up this reality TV show. You know, he kind of reminds me of Spike Lee. I believe he's going to be another guy like that in the community. He's very hungry for his success. And when he offered me a position on Another Chance TV reality show, I was very honored, because being an older person that I am, I also, you know, have a little history. You know, I'm a recovering addict, and I have 14 years clean. And I threw away my chance when I became a bad girl back in the days, drinking and drugging and doing the streets, right? So today I have, like, 14 years clean and went back to school, got my associate's degree, and I'm going to become a probation officer, and I want to save those young souls out there in the streets. So I'm a cast member of Another Chance Reality TV Show.
Yes, thank you. I love you,
Lois. I'm also another. Hello.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm also part of Another Chance Reality. This is Vanity. Hi, everyone.
Hey, Vanity.
How's it going? I want to thank the person who invited us on the on the radio show for letting us, share our thoughts and our dream to become, you know, to become true. And I'm excited, and I just can't wait to meet everybody. And my Gmail address is vanitydemita20@gmail.com. Thanks again.
Awesome. And it's a great Janet Jackson, or anyone that knows Janet Jackson out there, y'all need to get Vanity to dance on her concert or something. She's blown up. Listen, MBTA is allowing us to take the train downtown crossing in Boston, Mass. To do a scene for Janet Jackson. Janet Jackson, we love you. She is your biggest fan. She's doing a piece just for you. Check her out. Vanity, if you can just spell your name real quick, just in case someone's listening.
Yeah.
It's Vanity Reyes, R-E-Y-E-S, Carrero, C-A-R-R-E-R-O.
Awesome. Thank
Marlon,
you.
Marlon, how do you spell your last name?
Genas, G-E-N-A-S.
And everybody that's out there, make sure you know, I might get you to write everybody's information down. Our shows are archived. They're all recorded and archived. People can always go back from this time to the next 20 years to be able to listen to the show. They always archive it, and we always play them over and over and over again. But I just want to tell everybody out there now, all the cast members, please go to and look me up on Facebook, Tony Gill, Tony Gill Show, so I can make sure that I get you all, you know, put everybody in, and make sure I keep in contact. You can find me on Twitter or just Tony Gill Show, and I'll make sure, you know, that we get you all, everybody back on. Because I think, Marlon, you have some powerful people, not just as a group, cast, but as individuals, man. God have truly put instilled a lot of gifts and talent in your hand.
That's God, and you know what? I went through so much spiritual warfare, just like Lola's song. I went through so much spiritual warfare in life after problems and stuff. And that song right there, Spiritual Warfare, if you can, I'll give you Lola's information with her music. You have to play that on your radio. Someone listening needs to hear that. I was going to commit suicide. I was going to give it up. But that was one of the two songs that kept me from ending it all. Spiritual Warfare.
Beautiful.
Wow.
That's amazing.
I'll tell you, Marlon, your testimony and those of others, you have a person who's the head of a church on the other line. This is Doc beside being on the radio. I am so encouraged to hear the testimonies of you young people. And if the reality show has you guys as a base to it, you guys can make such a great impact in these last and evil days to edify not only the Lord, but to draw more people in. And so I'm so excited to hear, and I'm so impressed. And for some of you guys, me being in Connecticut, your next door neighbor, I hope we get a chance to meet
you sometime.
Yes. Hopefully.
So let me ask you something, Marlon. Who is the craziest on the set? Who's the craziest? I want to know who messed up. I want to who messed up the most. I want to hear all the good stuff. I want to hear the bad stuff for a few minutes. Can I finish in a minute? I want to hear the bad stuff, Marlon. Come on.
I got to check my bank account because I believe it's money maker.
Spill the beans on the radio. Come on.
Say it again. I'm sorry. Say it again. Who's the craziest, you said?
You.
Yeah,
you.
Who's the craziest? Who mess up a lot? Who just act up?
You could probably say me. I think I am the youngest cast member, if I'm not mistaken. And I look up to everybody as if they were like a older sibling and whatnot. And me and Marlon are really close friends. And me and Helen are really close friends. And me and Ladero and Vanity are really close friends. I'm just now getting to know Lola and Lois a little bit better. But I think that when Marlon says I'm a little of the craziest one, I'm very unpredictable, and I'm very outspoken and open-minded, and sometimes I get in trouble for that.
She's a sanctified Snooki. She's a sanctified Snooki from Jersey Shore.
But we also have the quiet one, which is me.
Yes, I think that's Vandy.
Yep.
Okay, now who eat the most food? Who eat the most food? Who eat the most food out of the group? Who eat the most food?
Oh, that's me.
Oh, no.
Lois.
Yeah. See,
oh, we got to give a shout out to Daniel Patrick as well. He his role on the show was to basically fight against everything that Francesca does in life. So he's very comical. He reminds me of Jim Carrey.
So where's y'all appearing at, you know, right now, so people can know, you know, the
we're filming in the Boston area.
Okay.
But we're willing to travel. We want to take this international. That's why we partnered with Kevin Strotter.
Right.
He's doing big things. Y'all have to check him out and some of his works. He has other reality shows and TV shows on his network now.
Okay, so you're in Boston. I got a good friend in Boston that used to be with what's the After Five years ago, God Messenger Jamal. He's in Boston.
Oh, Jamal Seymour. Yes, he's a good friend of mine.
He's my buddy. He was my best buddies, man. Yeah, he could get with him, man. He used to be with that group a long time ago on Soul Train.
Definitely. I can get him to call on.
Yeah, he was a classic example.
He's a very good guy, man.
What's
his name? In the Storm. That was the song right there, In the Storm. That song helped me too.
Yep, that was it,
classic.
The Storm.
Yeah.
Yeah, God's Messenger. That's him. Yeah. That's my friend. So, yeah, so he's right there. That's good. So, I mean, I definitely got to get y'all, man, to the Houston area, man. You know, y'all get on
absolutely.
The road and stuff, man.
Oh, definitely. We're ready to travel. Let's just let the hurricane season calm down a little bit, and then we'll be right on the airplane.
I know that. Now we got a few more minutes left. Anybody want any shout outs or anything you want to thank somebody, you know, you can do that. You can share that.
I want to give a shout out to all those people across the country that's, you know, pushing back on social injustices, whether they want to use exactly the hashtag Black Lives Matter or if there's some other things that they use, a movement through Christ or what have you. All those people pushing back, what they're doing is admirable and it's very important, and we got to make our allies. I want to give a shout out to Kwame that jumped in front of Geraldo's camera. He's been advocating a lot of and speaking around the country, and there's just other people out there that are doing it, you know. And I want to give a shout out to my Boston City Councilor, Tito Jackson. He gave out thousands and thousands of turkeys last Sunday. Vanity was there. She volunteered. Thank you, Vanity, for volunteering.
And Lois, too, right?
There too.
Yeah, so I try to identify the other people that do stuff like that. And you got the comedian Spoken Reasons out in California. He does that. And then you had the guys, I posted a video of some of the R&B groups that did turkey drives, because it's important that we identify our community where it is. You know, when it comes to, it's hard to get funding and stuff for Black communities, because when we say community, we mean a geographical location. But if you say medical community, you can't point to a spot. If you say the cancer community, you cannot point to a spot. So when we say the Black community, we should not be pointing to a spot. We should know who we are, and we should move as a wave. That's my mentality on it. And so many people need help, and some don't have the voice to ask for it. So let's ally up with those people that are advocates.
Definitely.
Amen.
Oh, shout out to Living Word Church, my pastor, Pastor Everett Dallas. That's Living Word Church on Facebook, LIVING Word Church, Pastor Everett Dallas. And
Dallas.
I don't know what you guys have with T-shirts or sweaters, but there is a lady that is selling the best clothing line in the world, Miss Herlin Laura Latin Caviar.
Latin Caviar.
You can have it all for Latin Caviar.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Oh man, this is
very
good.
We're going
to get on again.
Yeah.
I definitely got to have y'all back on the radio again. This is great. This has been exciting, man. I love it.
Yeah,
and support Black businesses, please. Put your money in Black banks.
Support
Black businesses.
Support Black businesses, everyone, please.
And put your money in Black banks.
Time change.
There you go. Definitely. Why do
be helping with one another.
You can take that to the bank.
Yeah, and Janet Jackson, if someone is listening, please, there's a woman by the name of Vanity. She is break dancing. Oh, my goodness. She makes James Brown want to scream.
Hey, Marlon, and I want to make sure that I introduce y'all to my brother. He's been on Oprah too, and he's a fashion designer, Mark Gill Worldwide.
Okay.
Man, I gotta let you. He's on Facebook. I got hooked up. He's a fashion designer.
Oh, definitely.
My brother.
Yeah.
He does a lot of travel everywhere, man. He does a lot of a big huge thing. So man, y'all make sure y'all hook up Mark Gill on Facebook out there, and I'll make sure I tell him, too, about everybody.
Thank you.
Y'all
yes, have him request Helen as well. She's the CEO. She's doing big things. I'm proud of her.
There you go. See, y'all got that's good.
I love
that's,
you,
that's
Oprah.
Good.
I love you.
This has been a great.
All my life
great,
I had
y'all.
To fight.
And a special shout out to Jesus.
Amen to that.
All
yeah.
my life, I had to fight. I had to fight.
I want to reflect something. This is what I want to reflect something. I want to say the cast members all have our challenges in our personal lives, and coming together and doing this project is allowing us to laugh a little bit more, to be
right.
social a little bit more. and to be trusting a little bit more with our crafts and our arts. And it's tough to try to come back out, try to do it again. But this vehicle is so awesome, and there are other things, other projects around the city where the artists are trying to find something other than that pain, that of the tumultuousness of life, particularly in our at-risk communities. So I just want to thank Marlon in a special way and everybody involved with the project for giving me an outlet, because life is stressful enough. But when you're involved with civic engagement or political, you know, stuff and advocacy, you never get around to you. And this project helps me to laugh a little bit more. And so I thank God for my new friend.
Amen.
Well said. Well said.
Amen. Y'all got me crying like I'm on Oprah right now. I feel like I just talked to Dr. Phil. I feel bad. Amen. God is good.
Man, that's great, man.
Lead
it
like
go,
another
go
chance reality show. Thank
that's
you.
Right. Another chance. Everybody get out there and check it out on everywhere. You know, another chance. Another chance. We're going to be, hey, y'all look them up. Let's, y'all look up all the actors, the cast members, and everybody. Look them up.
Yes. NK5, Maury Stars Group, I Like the Rain. Listen to the song.
I Like the Rain. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because
we
like
need
that.
Somebody.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I want to keep saying it.
I'm sorry.
I'm cooking at the same time. I went ahead and threw in another turkey. I'm cooking a turkey right now.
Okay.
Say something, Lola.
All right now,
Lola.
Chefing up my turkey.
It's only us to make it through. If only just to make through, help us, Lord, to make it through the day. Cause no one else can understand. Father, I need you to stay. Lord, you stand us every day. You always seem to make away. I know you want to succeed, not fail, but we keep falling into sin. And I don't know if we can win this time. How are we supposed to win?
Marlon, somebody just in the chat room asked, are you going to be taking music for any of your reality shows in the music, you know?
Yes, I'm looking for artists to be on some scenes. I'm looking for artists, all categories, rock, hip-hop, gospel, jazz, everything. I'm looking for different locations to shoot, too. If any businesses want me and my cast to film in a different city, we can work out something. I'm looking for party buses, all that good stuff. So we can showcase our talent and, you know, basically put your company, your brand out there and advertise you correctly. That's our goal.
Okay. All right. We need to do it. Now, one more time, Marlon, tell everybody again how to get in contact with you and everything.
Yes. If you're on Facebook, you can look on the search bar and type in Another Chance Reality TV Show.
go to that fan page, click like. You see some of our events that we did, a couple of events that we're doing coming up. We're working on our website right now. God is just blowing up. You can Facebook me, request me, Marlin, M-A-R-L-I-N. That's M-A-R-L-I-N, last name, G-E-N-A-S. Again, that's G-E-N-A-S. I go by the name of Marlin Genius, and some people call me crazy. Just Facebook me, request me. We're traveling. We're going around the world. We're going international. Our goal is not just to spread the word in America. We're going everywhere. God said go on the highways and byways and compel them to come, so we're going everywhere. If you want to donate to Another Chance, you can Facebook me, inbox me. We're nonprofit right now. We're taking donations. We're looking for investors so we can keep the kingdom of God moving forward. I love you all with the love of Christ. If you have not heard of the artist by name of Lola Benita, please go to SoundCloud, Facebook her. She's taking bookings. She's traveled international, so if y'all want to book her, book Francesca. While you're booking, don't forget to get a T-shirt or a sweater by Latin Caviar. Francesca, we love you. She's the leading actor and model, artist. I love you all, Ladero, everybody. I love you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you, Tony Gill. Thank you for his co-host. We appreciate you. Another Chance coming soon.
Yay!
Yay!
Bravo!
Yeah, yeah, I love it. Woo! Doc, you got anything to say?
I was very impressed. As I said, a gathering of such gifted and talented people. What a great future we can look forward to, each and everyone that's on in the line. I truly enjoyed what you have to say. I pray for your physical, mental, social, and prosperity in every area of life, and keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you.
Grand Marlon, thanks, man. Thanks, man, for contacting me, man, to be on the show, man. Thanks a lot, Marlon, man. You really,
And we will do a follow-up with you in a few months, if possible, just to let you know who we are and all that good stuff.
Yeah, yeah, we're going to do that. We're gonna do another show, man, and bring other people on, man, with you, man, whoever you want to do. Maybe we're going to do another show.
Definitely. We'll be in Connecticut soon, so we'll set something up.
Hey, listen, if you get to Connecticut, this is Doc Howard, 860-816-1022. I'm right outside the Hartford area. Give me a call.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Okay, can we post that number?
On Facebook.
Okay.
Yeah, look, Doc Howard, we're all on Facebook, and his number is 860-403-0422. And with Doc Howard, and make sure.
Marcel is 860-816-1022.
So slow down.
860-816-1022 is my cell.
816-1022.
All right. 816-1022. That's area code 860. And I'm, Give me some information, bio, other information, and I'll blast it out to those on my database.
And what's your name again?
It's Dr. Brad Howard Jr.
Thank you, Mr. Howard.
You'll see me on Facebook. It's Doc Brad Howard Jr.
Thank you.
Also, shout out to Street Felons and Pretty Poison. We love you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Make sure that y'all hook me up on see y'all on Facebook, man, so I can put all that information from everybody. Hey, man, it's been a great time, great show. Yeah. Thank y'all again.
Gunzo,
y'all doing great
Gunzo
work. Keep
Studios,
it up.
Shout out to him as well.
Can we do a shout out to Smooth Impact?
Go ahead. Do a shout out to whoever you want to.
Yeah,
go ahead. We got
Smooth
time.
Impact,
go ahead.
One of the best groups in Boston. My nephew, Ronnie Copeland, in the group. He's one of the greatest singers in Boston.
Yeah.
All right, anybody else want to do some shout-outs?
That's all. First of all, Jesus Christ, I've got to give him a shout-out.
Can we pray out?
I hear you, Marlon.
Yes, Jesus Christ. I can't forget him.
Oh, yes, it's the main one.
Can you pray us out, Pastor?
Somebody want to pray?
Dear Lord, we thank you for this young group of people. We thank you for this cast, Lord Jesus. We ask that you bless it. We ask that you use this cast, Lord Jesus, to speak to those who don't know you, Lord. We thank you for the invitation on the show, Lord, and we pray that you bless everybody and everybody's family. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank y'all for being here. We had a great time. Chicken. Thank y'all. And we're definitely going to do it again. God bless y'all for being here. Thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Amen.
See, they got to do this because I keep on going.
Come on, put your hands together. So many times.
Derek, yes, for you, man.
Yeah.
What's going on, y'all? Rev Tony right here in your station, right here in your eardrums. I sure hope you're feeling what you've been hearing thus far. Chilling with my main man, Tony Gill. You know who he is. Black Essence Grammy Award-winning radio show. You know my man. You know who he is. Holler at me every time you get through, because I holler at him, so he hollers at you. Rev!
Come on, somebody give God some praise in his house. Come on, don't play with yourself like that. Come on, give him some praise. Come on, clap your hands like this. That's it right there. Yes, sir. Boy, growing up at the Southern Missionary Baptist Church, I can remember hearing Brother Jimmy start a song off like this. And I would see the old saints stand up and grab each other and rock from side to side. I didn't understand it then, but I sure understand it now. Listen. Woke up Sunday morning, I had my mind on Jesus. Couldn't wait to get to the temple. I entered into his gates with thanksgiving, into this court with praise. Yeah, it ain't nothing. Jesus.
real happy right now. I just want to share with you the source of my joy. Jesus is my joy.
It's been a good day. It has been a good day. I've had some heartaches and pain, a little sunshine and rain, some up, some down, some smiles and some frowns. But it's been a good day. Yes, it has. Thank you, Lord. Been a good day. I've got my help and strength, and I know that I'm his child. It's been a good day, and I thank God for it. It's been a good day. I've been lied on and cheated, talked about and mistreated, up and down, had some smiles, had some frowns. Lord, it's been a good day. I want to thank you for another good day. Take a little time to thank God for it. I want to thank God for it. I want to thank God for it. I want to thank God for it. All of my help and strength. And then to know that I'm in time. Need I take a little more time? Peace of bread.